The cast is in the hot seat. It's reunion part one of Southern Charm. Pass the tissues. We have so much to talk about. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
He's got money. He's in magazines.
He's got money.
Makes me so happy.
I'm gonna miss this.
Can we all do our hands? I'm going to miss doing this.
I know. We can't talk about that yet.
No,
we still have next week.
Jazz hands. Hey, Southern Charmers, welcome to the Southern Charm After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. We are talking all things reunion part one. A lot to unveil and cover. But before we get started, I'd love to introduce my lovely panelists.
Yeah.
Starting with Laura.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm Laura Thomas-Son.
Hey, guys. Crystal McLaughlin here. Can't wait to talk about it.
I'm obsessed with Crystal McLaughlin's lipstick. Hello, everybody. My name's Matt Maher, and I'm happy to be here as well. And be sure to stay tuned, because we are doing a special episode, and we're going to announce it at the end of the show and let you know when it is. Boom.
Yay.
Nailed it.
And hey, guys, my name is Maitha Carrillo. I want to start off by saying, how many of you guys think that Craig is still in love with Naomi?
Literally, raise
your
hands
if you still believe that.
Oh
yep.
My gosh!
Andy
oh my
Cohen,
gosh!
Right?
Yeah, feel free to raise your hands also in the feed.
Yes,
and
please do.
Put your hand up.
I have to say, when we didn't plan it, we were all watching, and Andy asked that, and we all literally all of us just raised
all
our
of us at the same
line.
Time raised up our hands,
cracked ourselves up.
Do we know? Maybe the chat can flesh this. Sorry, I'm getting comfy in my seat, y'all.
Okay. As you should.
Pull up a chair.
Getting in. You know what? We need iced tea for this show. Exactly. Gentry, I cheat on my wife. he's
I
so
cringe.
Gross. But I just ripped Sound's ears. Sorry in the booth. But I was going to say, do we know yet if this is three reunions or two?
It's three.
It's three for sure.
It's a three-part. Yes. You know what? No. You know how I confirmed it? I was on Twitter, and a lot of people kept asking how many episodes there'll be, and a lot of people kept on chiming in and saying three. So this is one of three.
But who says three? Like,
the fans.
I want
do.
Andy Cohen to say, like, I need.
I think this.
I need.
Will,
I need like a Bravo official.
Yeah.
I just need to know if next week is the last time I'm saying goodbye.
No, don't
see
that.
No, I need to know.
Three. And it makes me so sad just to think about it.
If anybody
too.
Knows in the chat, for sure.
Yes, please let us know.
From the horse's mouth, please let us know. Yes. Live chat, we love you so much.
Yes, send us a link, something. Yes.
Yeah, and something any official. News, anything that you guys have as well, you guys go ahead and comment or join us on our live chat.
Yeah.
Because we're digging as well, but we need your help.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just get started,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's dig right into it. Woman power.
Woo!
That's how the show started.
I am woman!
Yeah, Kimmy I felt Roy. The energy. Right.
I felt Catherine's boobs because they were almost in my face.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
boobs
that's a
everything.
Job.
Can we say Austin's glasses? Yo, you look really hot.
Austin does look hot.
Austin looks really good. And I actually liked Craig's
good.
Look.
Yeah.
I mean, not
yeah.
Craig nope, so much as a person, but I liked what he was
I
wearing.
I loved his look.
Yeah,
he
was Shep's beard.
Really
like, I've never seen
mouth.
Him all full out, cleaned up, and with the beard. It looks pretty good.
Shep kind of looks like a drunk hobo wilderness man.
He always just looks a little sweaty.
And like
a little bit.
And like, he had work done on his teeth, because like,
oh, yeah.
There's like a teeth thing.
He's a little George Washington teeth,
yeah,
right?
So it's a
yeah,
little bit like,
I agree.
Hey, I just love everybody. I'll buy you a drink. I mean, it's...
I'll buy you a beer and a shot.
A beer and a shot. And I'm like, you're 40.
Get your life together.
Yeah.
So everybody looked pretty amazing as
yeah.
well.
But they did look at Naomi.
Cameron,
great.
Yeah, Cameron still was glowing.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that the men stayed quiet the entire time, except for Craig, because he said... You guys just think that we didn't do, you know, we were really good to you guys. Why would you want to stand up to us, right? Like, he was just saying, what was
oh,
it?
Craig.
What was it for? Why were you guys so against us?
He's in La La Land.
He just doesn't understand.
Head, so he just, he totally doesn't get that.
And, it goes and beyond.
It, yeah, it goes beyond him. That's the whole thing. He can't fathom that, right? He's always thinking about himself. But, I mean, let's just be real. Like, these women really stood up for themselves this season. And really put forth the effort to support one another. And, like, everything that they did was just, I don't know, made me feel good.
Right.
Maybe
so
real good.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna do a deep dive on Craig later. No,
you got it. Like, man, so I just felt like those like late night like Delilah vibes from you.
I love Delilah.
Right. I know. I heard myself and I was like, wait a second. Be careful with that look.
I liked it because with your voice, it's very. It's very soothing.
Yeah. I always get from guys who are like, why are you trying to sound sexy?
We were either going to start meditating or do a self-love session.
Something. Yeah. Something was about to happen.
Oh, something was about to happen.
I'm talking about Craig. They talked about Liz and Naomi and their whole situation of Twitter and going back and forth. Yeah. How do we feel about this? Because they're not friends anymore.
I was totally surprised. I think... I can understand both sides of the situation. I was really surprised to hear that they had talked so much about it before and then that it became such a scandal afterwards. Mm-hmm. But again, I think if I were in Liz's shoes and all of a sudden my marriage was so exposed and so kind of like the forefront of conversation at that dinner, I might have been a little, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I would have backtracked like that, but I might have been a little caught off guard. I think I would have been super uncomfortable for all of that, which is why I'm not on reality TV. Yeah. But I still don't think that what they did at the dinner was a bad thing to do. Calling out JD. Like, I don't think that the girls calling him out like that was a bad thing to do. I think that Naomi thought she was standing up for her friend and kind of, like Chelsea said, was kind of being the voice, being Liz's voice at this dinner because she did not have, she wasn't there to speak for herself. And so she kind of had her girlfriends there to do it for her. And then I think it maybe got a little personal.
Yeah.
And that poked a little bear.
What was surprising about that, though, was that she said that, Naomi said that Liz had talked about, oh, I can't wait till we watch this together and we see JD's reaction to all the things that we've said or done.
Right.
And then for her to say that she, like, now is upset with her about it, that's kind of disheartening because, you know, at the end of the day, like, your girlfriends, you know how that is. Like, mm-hmm. It's just, like, you're supposed to be my ride or die. I'm supporting you when you're feeling low in your life. And then, like, it's kind of like a backhand to my face if, like, you go against something that, you know, we mutually agreed on, right? I don't know. I just felt like it wasn't... it was very much like a JD moment that Liz had, to be quite honest with you.
Well, it sounds like she's controlled a lot by him.
Yeah.
I think what I got from the conversation was not so much about Liz and Naomi, but it made me have empathy for Liz. Because I think, you know, I mean, it didn't surprise me, but they just spilled the tea. Mm-hmm. And basically all admitted, men and women, that JD has been sleeping around on Liz late night with the women's restaurant. And we know that, was it Catherine that brought up, I think you reported in the news that it, or one of you brought up, we talked about in the show, about that he owed like $200,000 in taxes or something like that. Yeah. And so he's a crook. He's a crook and he's a liar. And I feel like when you're, I think Catherine's a great example of that. It's almost like when you're dealing with somebody that's going through addiction, and you're not the one struggling addiction, but your loved one is. Mm-hmm. That's why there's Al-Anon and CODA and these groups to help those people because they get so wrapped up in that person. And I imagine what it sounds like. Liz is still a lot of wrapped up in JD.
Yeah.
And his craziness, sickness, narcissism. I mean, I think he's classifiably narcissist as well, which is why he and Thomas Drunkhorn, Leghorn, enjoy each other so much. And so anyway, I think she's trying to negotiate that probably. And this is already an After Buzz prediction, but don't play the music yet. But I do feel like... Cut to later on the road, I think Liz will be friends with Naomi again because she'll realize she'll be out of the storm and she'll see what she did.
I don't know. I don't think so because
if she's out of the storm.
She won't be out of the storm. I don't think so.
It tastes like you're
but
screwed.
The thing that changes it too is that they have a family. They have kids.
That's why I'm saying.
So did Catherine.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but I feel like she's in the same situation that she was in with Thomas. And they once there's that marriage on the table and then you've got those young kids, like Thomas and Catherine, I wouldn't say it was easier of a breakup, but I will say that once there's like that expectation of marriage that you've put out there and then you've now you have kids and you know, I see, I mean, you people do a lot of stuff to try to, I mean, and rightfully so.
And they didn't stick together, though, at the Winter Ball.
I mean,
Liz was very much like, he's doing this thing. It was weird.
It was like she was teasing him and he was teasing her, and they were just laughing about it. The fact that how she was dressed.
But they didn't show up together.
But I can only imagine, too, that if your marriage is in that vulnerable of a state and then now it's being put on reality TV to be judged by the entire world, like, I feel like that's got to be where the reaction came from Liz.
But they knew what they were getting themselves into. This is like the fourth time.
Sure, 4 years ago.
Yes and no.
This is the fourth season they've been on.
Yeah. I don't think, though, I think very few people have any idea. They think they know what reality TV is going to be like. And I think anybody who has success right there, because if people knew what to expect and how to manage that, we wouldn't see celebrities that had drug addictions that were dying and killing. It literally, I think it's something that you have to, I mean, yes, a lot of people circumvent it fine, but I just don't think there's any way to expect that. I know that's the way I am.
No, I think you're sold, you're sold this idea, I would imagine. I don't know, I've never been on reality TV, but I think you're sold idea.
You're all pretty. You all should.
Let's all do it. Let's all start our own reality show.
Hello, AfterBuzz reality.
Hello. But no, like, I think that when you're sold this idea of putting your life on camera, you're sold. You think that only the good stuff. Like, or you're going to have some control.
Whitney won't have that.
Sure. And that's what we've all learned, that, you know, ultimately you have no control over the editing, over what they capture, over anything, you know? And you think, and also, like, they could be in a totally different place when they sign up for it.
Yeah.
And then now 4 years has gone by and they're, you know, a lot of stuff has transpired. You know, I think about my life 4 years ago. Look at Catherine 4 years ago. I mean, just
totally
like
different
the
person.
Totally, like, even Cameron. Cameron 4 years ago and her relationship, like, all the stuff that we saw tonight with Catherine. Like, you just never know where the story is going to take you.
Never. Yes.
And so I feel a little bit for Liz in that regard, because I do feel like she's not as present on the show. And so she didn't have that that opportunity to kind of stand up for herself. And then all of a sudden, everybody's talking about her and she's not there until she sees it back on TV however many months later.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And like, she doesn't know what was edited out, too.
Exactly. You never know what's edited. You see the worst of the worst, but a display
also,
for
though,
TV.
You have to think about the good old boy system, like Catherine was talking about. JD probably has used that against her, right?
For
and all the men have.
Yeah.
And Thomas Ravenel's his best friend.
Thomas Ravenel's his best friend. The family's probably involved now. He's probably made her look really bad, you know.
The family
to
name.
The family. Yeah, to the family names on both sides. And maybe she, I don't know what she does for a living. If she's a, you know, a stay-at-home mom, that's another factor. I mean, there's a bunch of things I think that are factored into that. But definitely the good old boy system is working here, for
sure.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing my mom's always told me since, like, the get-go, she's she's like, whether it's your best friend, your friend, close friend, whatever it is, never get in the middle of a marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's one thing you just don't do, because at the end of the day, you're going to end up losing that friend.
Yeah.
Regardless if you give good advice, bad advice, like, you're going to end up losing that friend.
I think Naomi maybe will learn that, too.
So, yeah. And I've learned that, too, because that's happened to me, and I didn't do anything, but I was put in the middle, and I don't have a friend anymore.
I wouldn't do that,
marriage.
But if I was on TV,
tricky.
Though, I could see that she wanted, you know, that this isn't just about your town. You know that millions of people are going to think that you're a jerk and your husband's a saint.
Right.
So I get that would make me want to step up a little more, but but yeah, now you're going to learn.
Yeah. But how do we think now, since we're talking about Naomi, the whole Craig and Naomi back and forth situation?
Oh,
because I don't know about you guys, but the entire time I saw so much anger and sadness coming out from Craig. More anger, because he was so defensive.
Nanu, my name is Craig. And I live on
I
a different
like,
planet than everyone. I live on the planet defensive. That's where I live, you guys.
It's just like he wasn't cracking a smile. He was just, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to defend myself, my honor. And I'm like,
himself
the,
a lot.
Yeah, the entire time I did not know what he was talking
no,
about.
He was like a cuckoo.
What are people in the live chat? What are they
nest.
Saying about Craig?
Oh, CC Freak says Craig is salty as hell.
Yeah.
Like a popcorn.
Yeah. Like that popcorn we had.
Not that popcorn that we had tonight, y'all.
It was a popcorn
so salty.
I was like, this is
no
salty
lie,
as balls.
He literally was going around in circles and contradicting himself left and right, and he literally was making himself sound really crazy, because he would say one thing, change it at the end, right? He says something about, oh, how much he loved, you know, Naomi at one point, but he doesn't love her anymore because, you know, she changed her nose and,
no, but I understand what he was saying about that.
No, yeah, of course.
I do understand. Like, I don't empathize with him in a lot of things, but I did kind of feel bad for him on that, in that regard tonight,
yeah.
Because
how can you not?
Yeah. I know,
but
yeah.
But he's lying at the end and saying he's not in love with her anymore. I think he's totally in love with her.
But no, I think he's in love, and somebody else said this in the live chat of Angelina. I think he's in love with the idea of Naomi. Yeah. He's in love with what they had. He's not in love with who she is now. And that's clearly what he was saying about, like, her nose job, I broke down. It's the death of a relationship. He's going through, like, the grieving stages through it. You know what I mean? Like, and he's got to take his time to do it, and he's doing it in a lot of different ways. But I think that I don't think that he is still in love with Naomi. I think that he wants what they had. And I think is now realizing that it's never going to happen again as it was. Mm-hmm. He's like chasing the past almost, like trying
he's
to
stuck
recreate
in the past.
Yeah. Exactly.
And his mentality is stuck there too, and he hasn't realized that she's moved on.
And that's what hurts so much is that Craig is still living in this land where like Craig and Naomi were happy together.
So
and that's how he's
then.
Remembering their relationship.
But if they weren't happy together.
I'm sure at some point they were.
No, but I mean, yes, and it's as if he is... this worried me for Craig a little bit. I felt it was a little bit like there was a bit of like a mental break where he wasn't seeing the reality of a situation. And it goes back to, I think, what we said last week, that I think there's like, I'm glad he's seeing that life coach now. I wish he would see like an actual therapist.
Right.
Because it's just, he's not acknowledging the reality situation. To me, what I saw, all that vitriol. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
All that vitriol that was coming from
Craig.
That
sounds like a Patricia word.
Okay.
I went to college, y'all.
A Patricia word.
And I had sex with a lot of smart boys.
Hey!
Anyway, he had all this vitriol coming out. And what I looked at that, I really think that, I don't think, this is going to sound so hippy-dippy, I don't think Craig is mad at Naomi. I feel like he doesn't have the capacity to be so mad at himself, and he's projecting that onto Naomi.
Ooh, that's deep. That's deep.
Because you know, when I first got my master's in therapy, like when I first got out of school, I didn't want to get a job. I was nervous about it, and I didn't. Somebody's like, "Oh, well, the position," and like, "Oh, you can charge like $100 an hour," and I was like, "Oh no, I can't charge that." So, and it was Craig's doing that. He's doing pro bono work, which is great. Mm-hmm. All attorneys do pro bono work, but the way it works, because I've had a day job in law, is about attorneys do pro bono work.
The man of all
trades. They get, given a lot of old-fashioned
ways. No, but I know what you're saying.
But they work,
and
they get paid, and that enables them to do pro bono. It's like Tom's. You buy a pair of shoes, and they give away a pair of shoes. But with that, but the reason I didn't take that on, it now I'll charge you $150 because I'm a good therapist.
Ooh.
But when I started out, though, I didn't have the confidence, and I was so scared.
Totally.
And so when I see, literally, he doesn't have... The man has no confidence, and I don't think he had confidence. I think, yes, Naomi affected that to a great degree, and I got to give props for Naomi.
Yeah.
Because she's been real bitchy a lot this season and mean to him, but in this moment, I felt like she was really, for the most part, calm with him, and she even said, like, I said mean things to you that I shouldn't have said. Like, she actually said that, and I was like, wow, she's owning a little bit, but it's just Craig just is spinning.
Well, it's because she's able to, she's moved on. She's in a new place. Yeah. She's with a new person.
With a really hot guy.
Now, do we really think that she has moved on? Because according to, like, what Catherine spilled the beans over to Craig, saying, like, you know, you're unhappy, and the fact that she just doesn't feel that spark anymore.
I mean, why would Kat lie?
Catherine... Yeah.
I don't think Catherine lies.
I don't think.
I really don't. Boy, did you ever think you'd say that?
I know.
Right. You just made me double think right now. I was like, oh, wait, Catherine lied? Does she? Does she not? She doesn't.
I think Naomi does do some white lies.
She even said that she didn't. She's like, that's exactly how I remember it, how I recall it. She didn't even backtrack and say, I mean, she did a little bit, but then she did at the end, she finally said, no, like, that's what was said.
Yeah. I feel so bad for Craig, and I want there to be a time where Craig just sits down and says, this is the day where I move forward with my life.
Oh,
and
that's
leave,
a good idea.
You know, and leave Naomi behind. Because, you know, if it's meant to be,
I think
it
that's
will
too
be,
overwhelming
you know?
For him.
But
I think when you're in depression and anxiety like that, He needs to be, like Oprah says a lot. I'm sorry, we talk about Oprah. Y'all.
You're I love mama. Oprah.
We're talking about Oprah. We're doing a deep dive. Yes.
Digging
but
deep
But she says, like,
here.
When you're in like, that state of crisis, what's the next best step you can take?
Get
and
under
I think,
that.
Like, Craig is, like, getting a life coach. And so hopefully with her, he'll just see what is not getting my life together because that's too much for him. He can't even sew the end of a pillow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's, so it's like small steps, baby.
Well, and I also, I mean, what do they say? Don't make a huge decision in a peak or a valley, right?
Yes. Like, yeah.
And I feel like he's in a real big valley right now.
Lord.
So like the next best decision that he can make is about all, it's, that's I mean, all he can do. You
and when
know?
He was like, he literally was trying to bring up a point. He's like, yeah, we've never said that. We've always been total gentlemen of you. And then Andy's like, oh, yeah, well, we have a clip. And then he's like,
show it now.
Right now. And he's like, well, yeah, I said that. And I'm like.
But he apologized for it. I mean, he did.
Yeah, but,
yeah,
the,
but
what
when
point
it's
I'm getting
to face,
is that then 2 minutes later, he's like, I'm a really good lawyer.
Well, I'm
and I'm like, you're
not
a good
as
lawyer.
Delusional as
see,
we think he is by him. He could have easily been like, oh, yeah, I said that. But in that moment, she was doing this, this, and this. He could have given an excuse for it. But he actually was like, you know what? That was wrong of me. I'm sorry.
I'm just
that.
Saying he's
though,
a terrible
he's,
lawyer.
He's living in a delusion right now. So.
Even when you say, very like, delusional. He says, I'm a good lawyer or I was always so good to you or all that. These are the lies that he's telling himself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
To
be able to live with himself.
Yeah, and he says, I'm not a liar, but yet we saw this season how he was telling his life coach, I'm an amazing liar. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Right,
I'm
but he
so
says even to, like, on the reunion tonight, like, I don't lie to other people to, like, hurt them or whatever.
He admitted the shame. We talked about that last week.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Like he watched our show.
Yes.
I do see
Which
some, like,
do see that?
Big things happening for him, though. He's, like, taking those small steps or whatever. Mm-hmm. I hope that we look back on this moment in Craig's life and just kind of like just look at it as like him turning a corner.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because I just want to like talk to him. I want him to cry a little bit. He puts his head on my shoulder. I stroke his shoulder. We start
Is
making
that
out. I will still sleep with you, Craig,
because
you were still.
Can I say
real
something?
Hot.
I was a little disappointed that because during the winter ball he apologized to Naomi, right? And he was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry for all the things
we should have brought that up."
Yeah. And I lied, and you know these are all the things that you were absolutely right. And then at the reunion he's like, "Oh no, what did I lie about? What did I do? You know what about this? What about that?" And so he just
that's it. An attorney has to keep their facts straight.
Yeah. He's looking really really shady right now.
Now do we think? We all follow Naomi on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Do we? Honestly think that she's portraying this fake life? Because I really don't. I see her and her new boyfriend and they look really happy together and he's hot. Like, do we actually think that Craig might be right in this case?
I think Kat don't lie.
No, but Catherine said she misunderstood.
But then at the end of that.
I'm just saying, basing it off what we see as like
but
outsiders.
Catherine
not,
could not win at poker, y'all. Y'all
no,
see.
She,
and I
yeah.
know, and maybe they're cutting to her faces in different moments, but her face is so expressive.
Yeah.
And her words said, maybe I misunderstood, but I took that as like, well, maybe I misunderstood.
Just kind of like tapping out.
Yeah, and I think she was like, don't judge anything on social media. I mean,
only put the best part of your life on social media.
Yeah, totally. And Naomi was really upset about it, and if you were like, if you were in love with somebody that much, you wouldn't need to feel the need to, like, defend yourself. She was really upset in that moment. Mm-hmm. I felt like she didn't need to be. And my experience, anybody who overly defends is someone who's definitely guilty.
I saw
guilty.
That sign, too.
Yeah.
Well, see, I was curious. I was like, is she overly defending or is she just getting angry because all of a sudden this rumor is going to be put out on national TV?
It's
Do you
different.
Know what I mean? Like,
I think
he doesn't
it's different
watch.
Than when you're defensive.
But it doesn't matter if he doesn't watch.
Like
the word can get spread around, too. No wonder she's out. I think she's somewhere in Europe right now.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
like
she took him away and was like, you're not watching the first episode of the reunion.
Oh,
I don't want you
to
see
know
anything.
His friends like this. Let me tell you. Let me send this video.
But it's
this
different. Like if you said to
Snapchat.
Me, like right now, your boyfriend's like a cheater and a liar in out there, I'd be like, "Bitch, you crazy." If you said it in here, I would be like, That's not true. Right. That because right. we have millions and millions of AfterBuzz fans we that are watching this, and I want them to know my boyfriend's great.
No, it is true. You know, I think when the cameras are rolling, mm-hmm. and it goes back to the JD and Liz point, when the cameras are rolling and people have an opportunity to sort of defend themselves to the world on a rumor mills, like
I would kill for y'all if someone took you down.
I would
I'd kill them in their sleep. They'd never know it.
Well, you know who apologized for taking someone else down was Cameron. Let's talk a little bit about Cameron and her introduction to motherhood. Because
she was not in the season, but she made up for it.
I was able to see this different side, which I wish we would have seen a little bit more this season because I felt like she really... Yeah, but I feel like she really opened up about the fact that she just wasn't so welcoming, I guess, towards her child when she held the Palmer into her arms. And then all of a sudden, that kind of grew over time. And I love the fact that she just keeps it so real and raw. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and she says it herself, so many people are so afraid to say the things that I'm saying. She's like, but I really don't care. I'm going to say it like it is. Right? Girl.
She has no idea what platform she has begun, especially for people from the South, right?
Right.
You say they're so conservative. So for someone like that to like stand up and admit to that, I think it's, I don't know. I love you for that.
And and then her whole relationship with Catherine, and I feel like I'm really excited, and I know I'm kind of jumping the gun here, but I'm really excited for next season because I really want to see Cameron and Catherine have that connection and be really, really great friends because I really think that Cameron already is like a full-on personality herself, and adding Catherine and the rest of the girls in that mix is just going to make it even better.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they now have they have motherhood to
bond with. They're the only two kids.
Like, and I will say, like, not I know y'all get that I'm a mom and I have a baby and all of this stuff, but it really does change you and it changes your life. It changes everything about your life and it changes your perspective. And all of a sudden, like, I have friends. I have great friends, and then I have my mom friends. And my mom friends understand like your day to day struggle, like the breastfeeding crap that she was talking about. Like I was literally like bowing down to her as she was talking because we did the same thing. We got to like 3 months, and I was like, I'm tapping out. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. It's the most isolating thing I've ever done in my life. I'm miserable. This is not how I want to raise my baby. Like all of that stuff. But no one gave me permission to make that choice. Mm. And it's like every time you go on and you look for someone to give you permission from, say, like the internet or Sister Google. Like you get nothing but vitriol back if you make a choice that is like against the grain or, you know, whatever. And so just for her to just be so open and start a conversation about like, do what works for you. Like, I don't know. It just it's they call it the sisterhood of motherhood. And it really is that. And so I think those two being moms are going to be able to build a friendship just based on the fact alone that they understand, like, waking up at 3 a.m. for a feeding or, you know, being stuck to a pump all day.
Here's the thing, too, is that she doesn't have any children. I don't have any children. Matt doesn't have any children. So, like, hearing this now, it kind of prepares us. I mean, if we ever do decide to have any children.
It's so scary.
Yeah. Like, it literally makes me feel like, okay, well, this is an option to know that, like, I don't have to if I decided to have children. You know what I mean? So she's not only helping mothers, but she's helping people who, you know, maybe want to be mothers one day.
You do. Because, like, you walk into the situation and you're like, I was as laid back as could be about the whole thing. Like, I'm just going to see how it goes. Like, we'll just, like, we'll, I don't
take
know.
Take it day by day.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. Billion other women
can I,
done
can
it
I say a little confession?
What? Yeah.
I breastfed till I was 3.
Oh, that's so bad.
Did you really?
My mom.
That's impressive, actually.
My mom was like, you would not get off. And I was like, why didn't you make me?
Oh, my gosh, girl.
She was like, I thought it was going to really be good for you. They kept telling me, like, how good it was.
She got that the more antibody immune system, girl.
No, my mom
but
was like...
My mom probably like, oh, my God, I can't believe you told the world this. But, yes. That's your fault, Mom.
Anyway. No, my mom, after, like, I think it was 3 months, my mom was like, yep, nope, that's it, done deal.
No, it's just, but nobody prepares you for it. Like, that's what I'm saying. There's so many things about motherhood that nobody prepares you for. Nobody talks about, like, they all say, yeah, it's hard. Well, what does that mean? Like, what does hard mean? Yeah, okay, the newborn's crying. Well, what does that mean? Like, it just, you just know, you don't know until you're in
until
it.
Until you're in
you
it.
You do not.
You know?
I know a man here, but I have a lot of girlfriends that have had babies, and I'm kind of obsessed with babies and child. Even as a young person, like, I was asking questions of friends, like, breastfeeding. I was like, how does it come out? Like, I wanted to know it. So I know a lot of stuff. And one of my friends that really talked about is that they don't even talk about, like, even what happens to your vagina as a woman.
Ooh,
like,
child.
I know that's totally off topic, but I'm saying that I feel like Cameron's bringing that up. And this is what I love about Cameron.
Yep.
Is that she has that kind of, like, southern salt of the earthness.
Yes.
That just is not uncomfortable talking.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound crass. Yeah. And it doesn't sound like she's trying to be soundbitey or, you know, or gimmick. She's literally just saying, you know, she's like, hey, you guys, I'm pregnant and I'm farting more. You know what I mean? Like, she just says things like
she's
that.
While eating beef jerky.
Yeah. You know what I mean? A lot of women don't talk about that. Yeah. And so, and I think that she was so, so wonderful to do that. Yeah. And,
and to see her have that such an emotional response to how she judged Catherine in the past, but then also how Ashley has treated Catherine.
But can I say that
point.
she didn't say an official "I'm so sorry for treating you that way"? And Andy kept trying to interrupt.
No, she did. She did. She apologized.
She did.
She said,
"I'm so sorry." Times.
She's like, "I'm so sorry for the way that I mistreated you." Like she said it. She said, "I'm sorry."
I missed that.
Yeah.
Were you breastfeeding during that part?
I'm probably busy on that salty ass popcorn. No, I feel like the entire thing, all I got was a full on apology.
I think every other word, she was like, "I'm so sorry."
But
I'm so sorry.
I was like, "You're doing too much."
I never pissed Crystal off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. She's like, "I didn't hear." I'm so sorry. What? I can't hear you.
Sorry. Speaking to my good ear.
Hold on. Let me eat the rest of my Doritos.
I'm dirt. I don't know.
No, but I thought she meant when she was saying sorry that it was just like a general statement for everyone on her behalf.
The girl was crying.
She did. She did mean it for that, but she said it specifically.
I thought that she meant like she was sorry in general, she was, it was a general statement, and then she was crying because she now understood how bad she probably felt because she is a mother now. So that's how I understood it. So I knew that she was sorry for it as a general statement, but I didn't feel like she was like, "Hey, Catherine, I'm so sorry for the way that I treated you." She didn't do that. So that's what I was looking for.
Oh, I got that.
I got that too.
And well, no.
Andy kept trying to get her to say it. He must have said it like three different times, like, "So you know, you said da da da, you did da da da," and she didn't officially say, "Catherine, I'm sorry for the way that I treated you." To me, that would have been an apology. Thank you for saying you're sorry, but it's not an official apology in my eyes until you admit to your wrongdoing.
What did they say in the chat? Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, just one of the comments I'm reading, it says, "I can't wait to see," this is Private Eye, "can't wait to see next season because Cam really didn't get to interact with Catherine. Right. However, her friends without kids could see in Catherine what she couldn't see until she became a mom. Those were guilty tears."
Yeah.
Definitely. Which, I don't know if I call them like guilty tears, but I think true remorse.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Feelings of true remorse for how she had treated Catherine.
Right. And I think it's solved. Catherine's response to that, I mean, I heard it in my head and maybe she said it or didn't. I think, but the intention energetically,
it was
I felt
so authentic.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I see what you're talking about. I don't think it'll ever come up again though, because I think to Catherine it's dead.
That's what she said. She was like, "I feel like that chapter is closed. I feel like we can finally move forward."
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
which I think is really great.
And what I really liked about Catherine, or Cameron, what she and Catherine, that whole interaction, I just when you think you don't love Cameron more, I love that she called out the bullshit that Thomas Ravenel did
exactly
to all of them.
I thought
that was really like, you could tell at the beginning that when Cameron, he brought up the whole sexual, Cameron was kind of like, yep.
Yeah, she said, Cameron said that she views her as a victim, which to me is such a really strong word to use.
Yeah.
And the fact that straight from the bat, that's what she first called her,
I mean,
victim.
Especially with the litigation she called her.
Right.
I mean, obviously we're seeing whose side Cameron's on.
Uh-huh. And she clearly said Thomas manipulated her. So Thomas manipulated Catherine and not only her, but everyone at the cast to think of something else. You know, think so horribly of Catherine. And you know what's so sad too is that we always tend to forget how young Catherine was. Like she was 21 and people change. Like
20.
How you were saying 20. Like how you were saying earlier, like 5 years from now, God, we've all changed and all that. But like the fact that
Thomas did this, knowing how he's like a, what, 50, 60-year-old man, and doing this to someone so young, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is.
But props to Catherine, because she's been able to keep it together, and she really held it together this for this episode. And I'm so happy.
I got a little teary.
And I'm so happy that she has 50-50 custody of her kids. Yes. So that's a great.
1 week on, 1 week off.
I'm just happy she's not selling clothes at Gwen's, because she sucked at that.
I know.
I'm glad she's a brand ambassador. Good for you, Catherine. You need to be a brand ambassador.
Know your strengths, girl.
Know your brand, girl. Know your brand.
Well, and if you do, you guys follow her Instagram?
Yes.
Yes.
I think she's doing such a great job.
So good.
I feel like
so good. In fact, last week my mom had sent me a picture of in her story she posted that she was looking for somebody to
she was
run
a
social media
intern.
Did your mother want you to apply?
No. I'm not
going to
apply.
Crystal, Catherine needs an assistant. This is your break, baby. I don't know why your mom talks like that.
I don't know either. She doesn't.
My mom would send
it to
me.
Baby.
No, she would be like, Charleston is a lot closer to Nashville, so I think you should definitely apply for this job. And be like, okay.
My mom just sends me, mail chain through WhatsApp and all that stuff. I'm so just like, funny. What are you doing?
Dang, your mom knows about WhatsApp.
Yeah, with all her friends.
Go mama.
All right, you guys. So before we run out of time, I was like asking you guys if we have a not so charming moment. So now we're gonna jump into our not so charming segment.
Ooh, girl.
Hey, girl.
Fudged it up.
That's okay. You're creative, but you're cute.
But I do have a not so charming. May I go first?
Yes, go ahead.
My not so charming actually is, and this is not so charming for any of you men out there, I get it. I'm a man too. And even as a gay man, with the whole Me Too movement, it has, like Shep was talking about, it makes you rethink like the 20 years. Because I'll call people sugar and all. I don't mean anything. It's not even, I call men and women that. So, but still, it makes you rethink kind of all of that. But something that I try to do as a man, when women are talking about Me Too issues, I don't try to overstep and interject and talk over them, but I also try not to stay totally silent, and I want to step up and say, I agree with you, I support you, I validate you, and I wish the men in this panel had done that. Yes. I thought that was a not-so-charming moment.
Yes.
I like that.
That's actually really good. Yeah. I am not going to do a not-so-charming moment. I'm going to do a charming moment.
Yes.
And it's going to be Craig handed his hanky over to Catherine, and I thought that was really sweet.
That was sweet.
That was really sweet.
That was one thing Craig did well.
His pillow square.
But I thought that was really sweet.
Crystal can see the bright side of a plague, y'all.
He didn't hand it over to Cameron.
But not an apology.
You know what? My not so charming has to do with that.
Really?
Because I'm like, my not so charming is the fact that he took his handkerchief out of a pillowcase.
That was going to be mine too.
And used it as a handkerchief. Like,
poor Craigie.
But he did a really good job. I mean, I don't know.
It was a pretty pillow.
It was a pretty pattern. I guess my not
Maybe
so charming.
That'll be his new job.
Yeah.
Right?
He'd probably be more successful in that.
Yeah.
Just chop up pretty fabric and stick it in a pocket.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah.
No, my not so charming to jump into next week's upcoming episode, Ashley trying to look all like pure.
She's and, like, yeah.
Like, you know, that's
like this when I'm nervous.
You know what I mean? Like wearing the white.
You know that's an actual wedding gown, right?
What?
It's a wedding jumpsuit from a bridal. Yes, which we'll talk more about it next week.
I read that in the news. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that, but it just rubbed me the wrong way that she was like totally changing her look and like pulling her hair back because she does this when she gets flustered. And then just trying to look all angelic. I was like, girl, a leper can't change its spots.
Mm-mm.
So we all see you.
Nope.
We
That's
see you,
right.
boo.
Or we don't see you because you're so skinny. Girl, you need to eat.
Well, they're going to talk about
that.
That's
not right.
They're
going to
talk about
they
that.
They are. They're going to talk all about that. And we're going to talk more next week for episode 2 of The Reunion. But before we say goodbye, I'd really like to give some fan shout outs and also see if anybody else is joining us on our live chat. But on our iTunes, we have some really great comments, and I'd like to thank ABO224 saying he's happier than a dead pig in the sun. with our podcast.
Ooh, gotta meet them.
Yeah, Britt G said, I was so excited when I found this podcast. Finally, Sunny Mumble says, love this podcast very much. Can't Stop, Won't Stop Listening by Katie_Marie88. Just realized this podcast existed. What a Hoot by Laurie. Love It by Baby Utter. Love the commentary. Living for this podcast, Michael74. What I love about this podcast is just, it's the best. The ladies are great. And Michael is a hoot and a half. They spell all the tea. Matt's impressions are spot on. I always crack up every single time I listen to an episode.
And you are real funny.
We have Sir El Shabbat. Sorry if I'm saying this wrong. The wait is over. What Southern Charmers need. Grab a mason jar of sweet tea. No gentry, of course.
No gentry.
We have
gentry tea. It'll make you cheat on your wife.
We have so many others, and we just want to thank you because you guys give us 5 stars. We're 5-star rating. We have 79 ratings and so many. And we were on the top this week, so thank you guys so much.
And, can I just give a couple of shout-outs?
Yeah, I got a thing, too.
To you guys in the live chat, Nicole said that we all look wonderful tonight. Just wanted to put that out there.
I got this shirt at Old Navy, and I was really happy about it.
It's a good color.
Right? You guys are matching.
Didn't even plan it, but it works.
We are.
So thank you, Nicole. Lisa also hopped in. Quiet Please was here tonight. CC Freak, as always. We just love you guys so much. Thank you so much for keeping the conversation going on our YouTube page. Make sure you comment, and let's keep this chat going, you guys, even after we go off.
Yay. And speaking of keeping conversation going, we are going to next. As you know, we got Patricia's book, The Art of Southern Charm. We've been reading like mad. We're almost finished with it. We're going to be doing a short show on Sunday.
I believe it's
going to be at 7 o'clock,
at
right?
7 o'clock
Pacific time. So you can watch the live feed at 7 o'clock Pacific or 7. That'll be 8, 9, 10, whatever. Yeah. You can figure out the math. But it'll be up on the AfterBuzz channel. It's just going to be a short, like probably like 15-20 minute show because there's some great stuff in this book. There's some great stuff. Like, I didn't know this about the Patricia. And then there's some stuff that I'm like, she was drinking her medicine when she wrote this.
That martini, a little too much.
Maybe we should make martinis as we review the
book. I was thinking that.
So that's
exciting. So let's look forward to that on Sunday nights and join us. And let's sign off and keep the conversation going.
That's Laura. Right, guys. I'm Laura. Nope, Laura Thomason. I just changed my name. That's the first time I've done that. Laura Thomason. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura Thomason.
Hey everyone, Crystal McLaughlin here. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823, CRISTAL823. Tune in Sunday.
Yes. And hey everybody, I'm Matt Maher. You can find me at the Matt Maher, 2 T's, 2 R's. Also, a little book. I'm going to be at the Patricia show, but I'm not going to be here for the reunion next week. I'm going to be actually at I'm at a podcast convention in Philadelphia, Podcast Movement. I'm speaking there, promoting the Dear Maddie show, which actually Dear Maddie show is a really good episode about a woman talking about breastfeeding and the pressure. So be sure to check that out at mattmaher.tv.
Yeah.
And I'm Aitha Carrillo. You can find me everywhere at This Is My Thing. You can also find me Monday nights at 8 doing The Real Housewives of OC. See, it's hot, it's real good. You guys don't want to miss it. Sunday nights as well, and we'll see you here Sunday. Thank you guys so much. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.